Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back again to our unique program, Sharing Jesus Effectively with Muslims. We talked last program about the authenticity of the Bible, and we shared some evidence. And the last one is the Septuagint. The Septuagint is the Greek translation of the Hebrew Holy Scriptures, the Old Testament. It was completed almost 300 years before Christ was born. This translation contains all the prophecies of the coming Messiah that Jesus fulfilled when he came. The Septuagint, which is well documented in Jewish and secular history, shows consistent accuracy with today's Old Testament. So this is a powerful evidence because it happened hundreds of years before Muhammad started the Islamic religion. The Greek translation of the Hebrew Holy Scriptures, it was completed 300 years before Christ was born. Okay, did Muhammad came to establish a new religion? Many Muslims think that Muhammad came to establish a new religion based on the last revelation, final revelation from God. We will discover that this is totally not true. What many Muslim teachers claim that Muhammad's mission was to establish a new religion is not true, because according to the Quran itself, Muhammad's mission was not to establish a new religion, but to preserve the religion of Abraham in the Torah, Old Testament. Let me share with you some Quranic references. Surah 3, we read, say, Allah speaks the truth. Follow the religion of Abraham. Surah 4, who can be better in religion than one who submits his whole self to Allah, does good, and follows the way of Abraham, the true in faith? For Allah did take Abraham for a friend. Verse 125. Another one. So we have taught thee, Muhammad, the inspired message. Follow the ways of Abraham, the true in faith. Of course, in future programs, we will talk about Abraham's faith. What does that mean? Okay. As I proved to you earlier, my Muslim friend, the Quran never states that its words replaced the words of the previous holy scriptures of the Jews and the Christians. I give you plenty of evidence. The Quran does state that some of its verses abrogate other verses in the Quran. You can read that in Surah 2, verse 106, and Surah 16, verse 101. The Quran itself says Muhammad did not come to teach new doctrines. And of course, I already mentioned to you many times that the Quran frequently affirms that Muhammad was given revelations to confirm what was already revealed in the holy books of the Jews and the Christians. It does not claim to correct, replace, add to, or annul the Bible. Never. Let me mention some Quranic passages just as a confirmation. Surah 41, verse 43, nothing is said to thee, Muhammad, that was not said to the messengers before thee. Another surah, 42, verse 13, the same religion has he, God, established for you as that which he enjoined on Noah and that which we enjoined on Abraham, Moses, and Jesus. Namely, that ye should remain steadfast in religion and they make no divisions therein. Another surah, 46 verse 9. Say, Muhammad, I am no bringer of newfangled doctrine among the messengers, nor do I know what will be done with me or with you. Let me repeat that verse to you. Say, Muhammad, I am no bringer of newfangled doctrine among the messengers, nor do I know what will be done with me or with you. Another one, Surah 3, verse 144. Muhammad is no more than a messenger. Many were the messengers that passed away before him. Another one, 72, verse 21. Say, Muhammad, it's not in my power to cause you harm or to bring you to right conduct. Surah 18, verse 110. Say, I am but a man like yourselves. He is just a man. Muhammad is just a man. This fact is very clear in the Quran. He did good things, and many times he did bad things. He sinned. He had only a human sinful nature. And that's not my words. This is the evidence from the Quran and the Hadith. The Hadith tells us about Muhammad's actions and what Muhammad said. Okay, very important for you, my Muslim friend, to know who was the Quran intended for. Some verses in the Quran indicate that the Quran was given for the people of Mecca. Let me give you an example. Surah 42, verse 7, thus have we sent by inspiration to thee an Arabic Quran, that thou mayest warn the mother of cities and all around her. We read in the Quran that it is for Arabic-speaking people. Another one, Surah 12, verse 2, we have revealed the Quran in the Arabic language so that you Arabs may understand. Another one, Surah 41, verse 3, a book thereof, the verses are explained in detail. A Quran in Arabic for people who understand. Another one, Surah 43, verse 3, we have made it a Quran in Arabic that ye may be able to understand. Okay, how about somebody that doesn't speak Arabic? And let me tell you something. I was born and raised in a very educated family. My grandfather, my father, defense lawyers for over 50 years, and my older brother, judge in the Supreme Court. And I was in law school studying the Quran because we have to study Sharia law. And I worked as a lawyer and I studied the Quran. And let me tell you something. The Quran is very difficult to understand. Even my wife studied in Al-Azhar Islamic University in Cairo to become a Muslim teacher, an Arabic teacher. And she told me, Sami, don't feel bad that it was hard for you to understand the Quran. It was hard for me also. Anyway, we'll complete next program, but I need to ask you to join me in prayer, which, remember, the most important thing we can do, because we need God's presence. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, God. We surrender our lives and we rejoice that you are our Heavenly Father. And we are so happy, God, that you are providing us with many information that will help us to help our precious Muslim friends to know the truth about you. God, we pray that you will help us to grow spiritually and to discover your perfect will in our lives. God, we pray that you will equip us and equip our fellowships, your church, to share Jesus effectively with Muslims. God, we surrender our lives in your hand, and we believe in you that you can, you will use our lives in a powerful way to help multitudes of Muslims enjoy your love and your salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please join me for more as we continue in a moment.
You're listening to Sammy Tanago, founder and president of Glad News for Muslims Ministry. Sammy's calling is 1, to share Jesus effectively with Muslims, and 2, to equip Christians to do the same. The value of a ministry is in the eternal fruits God has enabled the ministry to produce. The proof is in the changed lives. God has been using the messages he inspires Sammy to share to equip his Christian audience. God has also been using the book titled Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, which he guided Sammy to write to equip Christians and to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. We encourage you to examine the evidence on our website, gladnewsministry.com. Again, you'll find Sammy's book, videos, contact information for inviting Sammy as a guest speaker, and more at gladnewsministry.com. And please, as God guides you, let others know about our unique ministry and radio programs. Now, once again, here's Sammy.
We talked about the fact that the Quran was given for the people of Mecca, the Arabic-speaking people. And one more verse I want to share with you. Verily, we have made the Quran easy in thy tongue, in order that they may give heed. Surah 44, verse 58. Actually, there's another Surah 46, verse 12. And before this was the book of Moses as a guide and a mercy. And this book confirms it in the Arabic tongue. Okay, there is another important fact I want to share with you. It is significant that even according to the Quran, believers in God submitted their lives to Him, to God, without following Muhammad or the teachings of the Quran. So this is a significant fact. According to the Quran, the followers of Jesus are superior, and the people should follow Jesus until the last day. The Quran states, "Behold, Allah said, O Jesus, I will make those who follow thee superior to those who reject faith to the day of resurrection." Surah 3, verse 55. The Quran also states that Abraham and Jacob submitted their lives to God. Surah 2, verses 131 to 133. It is well known that the Quran classified Jesus, it's called Isa in the Quran, and all the prophets as ones who submitted their lives to God. Surah 2, verse 136. The Quran describes the followers of Jesus as ones who submit their lives to God. This fact is very clear. Surah 3, verse 52, and Surah 5, verse 111, for example. Okay, so the significant fact is, according to the Quran, a Muslim is one who submits his whole self to God and is a doer of good. And it is significant, my Muslim friend, that a person can submit his life to God without following Muhammad or the Quran. Interestingly, in the past week, me and my wife, especially my wife, is exchanging emails and messages with her Muslim family. You know, my wife born and raised as a Muslim. And she told them, why you call us blasphemous? Isn't it true that we are people who believe in one God and Muhammad allowed Muslim men to marry Christian women? Muhammad even married a Christian woman. So don't treat me like an infidel or a blasphemer. You should be able to talk with me. And thank God the conversation is still continuing until today. My dear Muslim friend, when you read the Bible, you will discover that the true believers in God and followers of Jesus Christ are called to surrender their lives completely and submit their whole being to the one and only living God, the creator of heaven and earth. So this is the clear teaching of the Bible and of Jesus and his disciples. The Bible urges believers, for example, to submit themselves to God. James 4, verse 7. So we tell Muslims, don't be scared when we talk to you about Jesus and think mistakenly that you are going to commit the unforgivable sin, because you can submit your whole life to God through believing in Jesus and following his teaching. The believers who truly submit their lives to God, we believe they are the followers of Jesus, because Jesus commanded us to love God with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind, all our strength. And when we decide to do that every day, we give God everything, our emotions, our feelings, our thoughts, our will, our hopes, our dreams, our goals. We live for God. And we are called every day to deny ourselves, not to live depending on ourselves and not to live for ourselves, and do God's will, even if it takes us to the death of the self-centered life. And it will. So Christ can live in us and through us, and God can control our lives. So we are called to live for God, to live for the kingdom of God, not for our kingdom. Those are the true believers and followers of Jesus Christ, my Muslim friend. When you believe in Jesus and follow him, you will please God, because Jesus' teaching will lead you to submit your life to God 100%. A Muslim person means one who submit to God and does good works. And tell him Jesus' teaching has the highest moral teaching and spiritual teaching that will lead you to the best relationship with God. And my Muslim friend, I have to remind you, if you really want to submit your life to God, and that is the goal of your life, you must be brave enough to live by what God has revealed in the Holy Scriptures. You should not follow the opinions of men or traditions, because if it contradicted the clear revelation of God, then you should follow the Word of God, which is found in the Holy Scriptures. Also, genuine believers do not follow their own preference or their own interpretations or their own feelings. Jesus taught us not to do whatever we like to do. Why? Because we keep all the words of God in our hearts and our minds, and we ask God continually to guide us, and we establish our beliefs and attitudes and conduct based on a balanced assimilation of the Word of God. My dear Muslim friend, I know that you are not satisfied in your life. You may be burdened and worried and lonely. You may be spiritually and emotionally thirsty. The God of the Bible does not desire for you to live life this way. Jesus offers a comforting invitation when he said, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink." John 7, verse 37. Physical water satisfies your body. Jesus promised that he will satisfy your heart, my Muslim friend. And we can pray together so you can put your faith in Jesus. Let's pray, my dear brothers and sisters. Dear Heavenly Father, we are grateful to you, God, that you gave us the living water. By your grace, you opened our heart and minds and helped us to know the truth and to believe and follow our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God, we surrender our lives into your hand, God, right now. And we even ask you if there is 1% in our lives that is not surrendered to your hand, to your will. God, we give you that 1%. And if we are unable to give it to you, God, help us through trials, through circumstances, to surrender our lives to you, our hearts, our minds, our will, 100% to God. God, guides us to help multitudes of Muslims enjoy your love and your salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And by the way, if you never receive Jesus in your heart, if you never put your faith in him as your Savior, you can repeat this prayer after me if you mean it from your heart. God, thank you for loving me. Thank you, God. Nobody loves me, God, like you do. Thank you for sending Jesus to die to pay the penalty for my sins. Jesus, I put my faith in you that you are my only Savior. Jesus, come into my heart. Make me a child of God. I don't want to live doing wrong things anymore. I want to live close to God. I want to do God's will. I want to please God. God, thank you for helping me understand your love and your salvation. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. Mm-hmm. And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sami Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book, because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true, and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. Thank you for listening. The phone number we share is my personal number, and I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. That number once again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart To enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.